What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
Okay, 723. And here is the theme of the show for today.
Close the door, man. Please.
Help!
Are you guys ready to start the show?
Help!
You gotta wait until he says...
Help!
Lights? No, it's not a camera.
Help!
It's a silence on the set. Is the tape rolling? Okay, welcome to the show, everybody.
I love this new Megadeth stuff.
This isn't new Megadeth.
What? It's not?
No, this is Church of Suicidal.
Oh.
Send me your money, bitches.
I always say whenever I get in the flames' truck and a song comes on the radio, I always say it's new Metallica.
Yeah?
And half the time it is.
Is that just a joke?
Yeah.
Inside joke?
Mm-hmm. Not really inside.
Send us your money. Hey, everybody. Flames is here again.
Meow.
What's up, buddy?
Meow.
Meow. And if you don't send us your money, this might be the last regular show you hear.
Ever.
Nah. Well, maybe. We might take a couple weeks off, collect some funds. We don't care if it's your mama's teeth as long as they got gold in them. Wait, dentures. Anyway, welcome to Friday. It's party time.
Send us your money or lighter.
Here's a lighter. Oh, that's my lighter, too. We got green lighters. We got victims lighters. We got
you got a lighter for every ass.
Who? There's your brother. That is your brother, Robert Trujillo, doing a bass solo. Silence.
Sinners.
Hey, Hans, how you doing, buddy? You like Suicidal? Before they did this? Oh, there's more Dustin on the bass.
Weren't they in that movie Papillon?
I don't know what Papillon is.
Papillon!
What's Papillon? You know, Flames?
Yes, it's a movie with Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman.
Why was Suicidal in that?
It was Papillon. It was way back in, like, the 70s.
So then they weren't in it then?
Early 70s.
No. They were in that one movie, though. Shawshank Redemption. Yep. Robert Trujillo was Morgan Freeman.
I think you're on drugs.
You know what Morgan Freeman did the other night on Jimmy Fallon Kimmel?
I do. Do you know, Flames?
What's that?
Do you know what Morgan Freeman did on the Jimmy Fallon show the other night?
I don't.
He sucked helium out of a balloon and talked with his classical narrative voice that everybody knows and loves.
With helium in his, it was kind of funny. He's like, I don't know if I should be doing this. I don't think I should be doing this.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. He sucked almost half a balloon full of helium. And he said some key phrases. And I thought it was kind of cool how he said, you've got this show. It's called The Wormhole. He said, no, Jimmy, it's called Morgan Freeman's The Wormhole. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, yeah, I understand. This is The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I do understand that's a starring Jimmy Fallon. That's me. So, yes, send us your money so we can keep entertaining you. And Dustin is sneezing, so please bless him.
Don't bless him. Me. Oh, piss off. I don't like it when people bless me after I sneeze.
Dude, what
the fuck? I got to be religious. I gotta be religiously harassed just because I sneeze. You got to push your religion on me.
I didn't say whether you were blessed by religion.
Well, what other blessings could there be?
By Satan?
Blessed by
Satan. Why would Satan want to bless me when I sneeze? What would be the point of that?
Because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a second. You almost die, and that's where the Gesundheit comes in. And that's why Satan almost plucked your soul away, and you came to live with him in hell forever.
It comes back to where people used to think that when you sneezed, you were expelling demons from your body.
Who said that?
That's why they say bless you.
That's not what I heard.
It is.
You're expelling.
Aaron Spelling.
I got
rabid saliva.
Okay. You know what the pink pound is?
The Pink Pound.
I know what a pink mound is.
The Pink Pound in the UK, the Pink Pound means the economic power of gay people because they've got pounds as their dollars and then they're pink.
Huh.
So you got the Pink Pound. Pink Pound. Pink.
Huh.
And that's also plain as a pike staff.
A pike staff?
You know what that means?
No.
It means something's very clear, so that phrase is not as clear, as plain as a pike staff.
Huh.
Yeah.
So do you know what's a double-double in Canada?
A double-double. That's, it's two dub-sacks.
No, it's a coffee with two creams and two sugars.
A double-double. Mm.
That's like it's mentioned in the Trailer Park Boys. He's like, yeah, I know. Get me a triple-double, a double-double. Mm. A?
You did know you know there a donut is a donut hole?
No.
Ew.
Did you know that a queue is a line of people in Canada?
Oh, a queue? Oh, okay, yeah. Like your Netflix.
It's like, man, look at the size of the queue at the fucking restroom, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
A?
A. Did you know what they call the last letter of the alphabet?
A?
Z?
No, they call it Z. And I heard Tom Green say that. He's like, I got a 1978 Z28 Camaro, and I'm going to be cruising it around Hollywood, a Z28.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
We also asked the people at
Pizza
Now. How's
that rhyme, though, with that song?
We also asked the people at Pizza Now if we could get some extra serviettes.
X, Y, Z, Z. Now I know my ABCs.
No,
next time,
won't
you play with meds?
Yeah, eat some meds.
French.
Eat some meds, dude. Eat some meds. Eat some meds, dude.
A to Z.
I almost got my hydro cut off last week. Eh?
What's that mean?
Eh?
My
water.
Electricity, eh?
Oh, your hydro?
Hydroelectricity, eh?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Watch out for the hydro pole when you're on your scooter, eh?
The water pole?
Hydro pole. Pay attention. Hydroelectric electricity, hydroelectric power is water. Electricity created from water.
Did you know Canada only has one national park?
No.
One.
Wow.
One. Which one is it? It's the Pingo National Park.
The Pingo?
The Pingo.
Did you know those little stickers that you can put on like models and stuff, they call them decals?
Yeah.
They
decals.
Do. I know, but in Canada they call them decals. And Ricky called them that before too.
I call them decalas.
Decalas?
Decalas.
But it's just LS.
Yep. Yeah. When was the last time you made a model?
I was looking at them today.
What was the last model you made?
I made out with a model when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a model of a train.
I made out with a model when I was 8. It was one of those models of those people that you can see their insides.
Oh, like an anatomically correct health model?
Yeah, I remember when they had those, too, and they were kind of popular in the 80s as toys.
Oh.
You could see inside them.
You could see inside them.
It was weird.
You could stick your finger up in their uteruses. In their butt?
Mm-hmm.
Today there was a tweet, or I guess it was last week now, because today is not today, but Will Woodruff, all friend Will Woodruff, he is now dealing for the World Series of Poker. He has been for the last couple months. He tweeted that he prefers anal sex because he likes to think outside the box. And I said, you mean you like to stink outside the box? Hi-yo. Here's my funny Chinese headline of the day. Waitress at a Chinese restaurant scarfs down a cockroach in front of diners after complaint.
What?
It wasn't necessarily a Chinese restaurant. It was a restaurant in China.
Mm-hmm.
And these businessmen were complaining about finding a cockroach in their salad, and so she just ate it.
So I would do that.
And that way it makes it okay that it was in the food.
Yeah, why not?
I'm fine.
I'll eat a cockroach.
You will?
No.
Will you eat a cock?
You can train a cockroach to run cigarettes and, jail.
Oh, you don't have to tell me Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
A good giant chow.
Tell me
one.
Black is the new orange.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I'm in season 5.
You moved quite along quickly.
Season 5, they're now separated.
Is Christopher dead yet? Oh, spoiler. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, he's already been killed. Okay.
No, I'm good.
Oh,
spoiler!
Sorry.
Come on, I see it coming, though.
Well, you knew it, and you've already watched it anyway.
No, I haven't seen it before.
You've never seen The Sopranos?
Uh-uh.
But now you pronounce it correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Sopranos?
Yeah. It was just a spoiler you gave me, but that's all right. I see it coming.
Sorry, dude.
I see it
coming.
I thought
you'd seen it before.
Nope, never have.
See, now you're in a league with Pat Wambacher, who got spoiled on that same spoiler back when it was actually happening in real time, when his friend at work said, "Did you see Sopranos last night? I can't believe they killed Kristen." Shut the fuck up!
That'll get a Pat getting a hot go.
But that was only one episode before. You're already seeing it coming because you're kind of savvy to these dramas.
Come on, I see it coming.
Serial dramas.
Because they've already been like, you know, he's already, you know,
don't care about shooting people.
The whole when he accused Tony of going out. They've already been in the wreck.
Damn you, Satan.
They've already been in the wreck where she gets all trashed up.
Yeah. I don't really like that bitch.
Yeah.
But whatever. I just remember now when you said that wreck and like I saw a bunch of imagery in my head of that episode where and then I remembered her. And I haven't even seen it since that was on.
Yeah.
Sopranos.
Yeah, it's all right. Edie Falco is awesome in there.
Yeah. I almost thought that she was in Orange is the New Black for the first couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was that?
And that's my Edie Falco impersonation from The Sopranos.
Sounded nothing like her, but do you know what girl I'm
talking about? What you talking about, Tony?
You know what lady I'm talking about from Orange is the New Black that looks kind of like her but older and cancerous?
Get over here.
All right. Never mind.
What? Sorry. You're talking about Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, the lady that looks kind of like Edie Falco but older and more cancerous looking. Yeah. And I almost thought it was her for the first couple episodes.
The lady that has cancer?
No.
Nope. Does that lady look anything? Oh, you've never seen Sopranos. I can't.
No.
Well, you know Edie Falco. She kind of sounds like this.
She sounds nothing like that. I will bring up a sound clip of Edie Falco to prove that sounds nothing like.
All right, do it. Prove it. It's not me.
You're talking like
Edie Falco in the studio. Tony, get over here right this instant.
What's her name in the series?
My name in the series is Edie Falco.
See, you don't even know what her name is.
Carmella.
Carmella?
Yeah, Camilla. Carmella. Camille.
Camille.
It's Carmella.
Camille.
Carmella.
That's my impersonation Anthony. Of you doing Bill Cosby.
That's not how bad I do it.
Camille.
Meow.
No, that's how bad I'm doing you, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, if that sounds like you to me, if that sounds like me to you, then I can understand why you could think that you just sounded like...
I fucking damn it!
Carmella.
What?
Whoa.
What? I'm pissed.
Whoa.
Tony!
That's good, right?
That's good, right?
No.
That's good, right?
A 10.
What did
I say? What did I tell you?
What did I say?
It's a short thing.
What did
I
say?
You talk about this crap like it's science, Tony.
See, now I've got my Carmella down. You talk about this crap like it's science, Tony.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm Tony Soprano.
When I was a little kid, my mom got me a little horse. His name was Pony Soprano.
Was it a stick horse?
It was a Pony Soprano. He used to hang out with my reptile pet.
Justin, even cheese that soprano.
Justin Timbersnake. Those are both stolen from a comic who's not very popular, but he was on TV the other night, so I can't take the credit for that. But I thought that was funny.
Adam Sandler?
Pony Soprano. No, his name is Joe Zimmerman.
Joe Zimmerman.
He was the one that had the joke about running from a crocodile.
Running from a crocodile.
Tony, what do you think it is? Like science? It's not science, Tony. It's fucking science.
Yep. That is kind of weird, though, that it's not really his nephew. They're actually cousins. Well, what about his own son? Why didn't he bring his own son up? And,
Tony Jr.?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to be in it.
He was kind of a shit kid.
He's a shit kicker.
Yep. He was rolling around.
He's riding dirty, getting
there.
In trouble.
In the poo. Mm-hmm.
I forgot if I ever brought this up before when Flames was on the show, but do you own any guns?
No.
You don't?
I used to.
And Dustin doesn't own guns, and I don't own guns.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I do.
Maybe you do, but I thought we talked before, and you said you didn't.
That's because I didn't want people to know, but maybe it's not because I didn't want people to know. I mean, maybe it's dirt in the butt.
Dirt in the butt?
Turd in the butt.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that guns are really safe to have around the house, but I know that people use them for protection. But
mm-hmm.
And I don't get that. How does that work? I thought a condom was more effective.
Yeah, I know. What, are you going to shoot the bitch after you dump a load in her? I just got this gun for protection.
I own a gun for protection.
After I come in her, I just shoot her in the vagina with my gun. I bought it for protection.
Right.
Dude, that's mm-hmm. a pretty good bit. That's a pretty good bit.
Yep. But do you ever fuck a chick with a handgun?
If she asked me to, I don't
know. What about with a shotgun?
No. That'd be like a DP, dude. She'd be getting double pumped in the mm-hmm. a double pumper. But anyway, this Michigan woman, she tried to use a shotgun to make a point during a family argument. She ended up shooting herself in the face.
Nice.
She slammed the butt in onto the floor, causing the gun to go off and fire into her face and like hit part, just grazed her. But still, that's why you shouldn't.
People are fucking dumb.
I know. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I don't know.
I think she made her point. Don't play with guns in the house, kids.
Yeah, don't play with guns outside either.
Unless you really want to kill someone.
Don't play with loaded guns.
Don't play with any guns. Loaded or not.
We have guns.
I get nervous anybody points a gun at me,
not
whether
even BB
it's loaded
guns.
Or not.
Right?
You could point a water gun at me.
Like
I'm going to kick
Wambacher's
you in the
cunt. Like Pat Wambacher's son? He you accidentally shot himself in the hand with a BB gun?
What was he doing?
That was a long time ago. He was a little kid. What was he doing?
Yeah.
He actually said that he just wanted to see what it'd feel like.
Yeah, you know, back
it
in the day.
It lodged in his hand, dude. He had to go get some little minor surgery.
Back in the day, you know, because I was raised in a family of guns. I was raised by guns.
You were raised by guns?
Raised
on
by
a
guns.
On a gunseration?
A gunseration. No, but, you know, but I was always taught to respect them. I didn't even own guns at like 5 or 6. I got a BB gun. But then... But, you know, you learn to respect it. And I always heard people, like, having BB gun wars.
Right.
Like, where they shot BB guns at each other.
From a distance?
Or whatever. Yeah, like
up close.
Oh.
But, dude, that always sounded wacky to me. I mean, I was always, like, into cool guns stuff and stuff when I was a kid. But that never sounded appealing to me, like... pointing guns and shooting at people.
No, it's okay with pew, pew, with your
although
finger.
I did one time.
You didn't like playing Cowboys and Indians?
One time, me and my cousin took our daisies, you know, the low-powered, just the single-pole pump. We shoved dandelions. You'd take them with the stem on there, and shove the stem and then dandelions, and we shot those at each other.
That's safe.
Yeah.
We're just spreading
kind
the
of
love.
Welch you if you were close enough.
Just shooting flowers at each other, dude.
The BB shooting BBs at each other. I knew a kid who had a BB lodged in his lip, and he never had it taken out.
Oh.
And then you hear like people have them like in their knuckles
or
whatever.
That's why I was saying Tristan had one in his hand. He had the X-ray of it was pretty cool. Like you could see his bones, and then you could see like a BB. In between some, like you could leave it there and you make metal detectors go off and shit.
Dude, there's no better way to shoot your eye out, kid.
With a BB gun?
Dude, if you're playing around loosely like that, man, throw a football around or something.
That's right. This guy at Taco Bell, he fucking pulled a BB gun on a guy who was pissed at the drive-thru.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? What if you went to the drive-thru?
No, I don't like it. Why would you? Let's
check it out. What if you went to the drive-thru?
You poked your eye out, kid.
At Taco Bell. And
all right, I'm in a Taco Bell.
You're going through the drive-thru. It's late night.
And all right, fourth meal.
Sorry, no tacos or burritos right now.
What? Come on, your Taco Bell. I know you probably got stuff in the freezer. You just don't want to clean your stuff again, but I'm here now. I'm hungry. Just serve me
something. I'm sorry, sir. You can have something else, but there's no tacos or burritos.
Please.
So the victim now, this is Dustin, he became angry because he was hungry, and he parked his vehicle and went to the door, which was locked because it was after hours.
I wouldn't do that.
And he started to bang on the door to get some assistance, and he's yelling, I want some tacos and burritos.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So then... the guy who was working at the drive-thru went to his car and got a BB gun and shot the customer several times hitting him in the head with the weapon.
All right, so he probably felt threatened if the guy's banging on the door. Maybe, I don't know what the guy was yelling at him.
Yeah, but if someone's banging on the door, you don't go out and get your fucking BB gun and shoot him several times and then hit him with the fucking gun.
This is me, though. I'm
This is a fucking Taco Bell.
I would go, fuck it, you don't have tacos or whatever, I'm pissed and I'm never coming back here again, then I'd go somewhere else. But the last thing I'd want to do is get out of my car, because if I wanted to get out of my car, I probably wouldn't be eating at Taco Bell in the first place.
Obviously, the dude working at Taco Bell was the one that was arrested on two counts of assault and battery. And the
but the guy antagonized him by beating on the door.
Yeah, but he never did get his tacos, and he got shot several times by a BB gun, which I think he probably could sue Taco Bell, you'd think. Don't you think he could sue Taco Bell when one of their employees?
I want to know what the guy yelled at him to entice him to shoot him with the BB gun.
I'm sure there's...
Because sometimes words hurt.
Yeah, why did he have to pull out a BB gun?
Right, he was safe inside the building while the guy's pounding on the door. Maybe he called him a beaner.
Ooh.
He's like, I work at Taco Bell, motherfucker. Check out my Chevy. It's got turquoise green and primer gray. And he's like, that's turquoise blue, you stupid beaner.
You ever use an AA gun?
Like an alcoholic gun?
You know, it shoots chips. It shoots AA chips at
guns?
People. No, AA chips.
No, like, no.
Here's your 1 month coin.
I've heard of potato chip guns.
Yeah, I used to have a potato gun.
No, a potato chip gun is different than a potato
gun. What about a watermelon gun?
Those are dangerous.
You know, it's not so much where, but how the red fern grew.
Why? Why it did the red, why the red fern grow?
I don't know. That's how the red fern grows.
Where was the red fern growing? Do you ever remember the specifics of that?
In the woods, Snow
but where,
Peak.
Where, like, specifically, climatically? Climate.
Snow Peak.
Climate. In, climate.
In, Snow Peak.
In the forest.
Dude, this is a... No, no.
Mm-hmm.
In the forest, yes. But where, like, in Virginia or California or New York or...
Vermont.
Florida.
Vermont.
Was it in Florida? Just say it was in Florida.
In Florida.
That's where I thought the red fern was growing, in Florida. Because Florida's a crazy place.
You know what my favorite, if you go to the store now, you can get, for a limited time, you can get orange juice. Florida orange juice with a hint of fern.
Ooh, yummy. Well, here's our little crazy Floridians. We've neglected this all week, but we're going to get to it. Down there in Gainesville, where Leonard Skinnerdsville and Tom Pettyville, they're from Gainesville, Florida.
I thought they were from
Alabama.
They were through Alabama.
No. Why would you think that? When I told you before on an episode that they're from Gainesville, Florida, the same place that Tom Petty's from. Anyway.
You know, I got the memory of a moth.
Dude, a gay moth. It's still in the closet eating my suit. Okay, 48-year-old Joseph Carl had been drinking, and he drove into another vehicle that was stopped at a red light. And he was so pissed at the other driver, he was the one that did it. He got out of his truck. He was shouting at the guy. Forgot to put his truck in park. And his own vehicle ran over him.
Wow.
He was arrested because he said he hadn't been drinking. But they found a whole bunch of empty beer cans and a half still-cold 16-ouncer. So he got a DUI, but I think it's funny when people run over themselves.
Yep. Yeah. So the man don't know anyhow.
He don't know anyhow?
Mm.
And then a Florida fisherman, this will round it up for the crazy Floridians.
All right.
He's thankful that he's still alive and after one piece. He had an encounter with a member of the Piranha family that reportedly has a penchant for poaching men's private parts.
I heard something about that.
Apparently they dislike balls.
So what they do is there, they have to be like, they gotta be hungry for like ball sweat or something, right?
Oh.
Because if they're going for that, they're supposed, you know, it's
maybe
not,
they can smell testosterone.
It's something that's not emanating from any other part of the body.
This was in Sarasota, Florida.
Mm. I'll share a soda with you, sure.
Yeah, and this dude was fishing down there in Sarasota when his line started jerking like crazy. After he battled the fish in, he hauled it aboard his boat, and he took a picture of it, and then he put it back, but then they told him afterwards.
That it will bite your testicles
That's
off?
One of those ball-biting fish.
Yeah.
He found that it has a reputation for going after men's testicles, and he was just worried about it biting his finger. It's a native of South America.
He wasn't, like, wading in this stuff, though, was he?
No, he just pulled it up onto the boat after he caught it and then put it back in.
But you don't
want to
be
teeth.
Swimming over there is what they're saying.
Well, telling you that this is not a normal thing to be in Sarasota because it's a native of South America.
Yeah,
it's possible
yeah.
that someone released it into the water after keeping it as a pet. Kind of the same with all those 20-foot fucking anacondas that they're finding in Florida because people buy them as little snakes.
Sure,
and then they go, oh, that snake got really big.
It is possible they traveled from South America to Florida, though.
Are you fish. Sure?
Sure. It's, I mean, you know, it's just a jaunt from the Florida tip of Florida to the South America is only like a couple hundred miles.
Could be.
Right?
I guess. Yeah, sure. They could make it.
I don't think that's true, but...
And sometimes after the
I'm missing the whole Central America part.
Yeah, they'd have to go over a lot of dry land.
No, and if you just trot straight from the ocean...
You can go through the Panama Canal.
Well, I'm glad you guys know so much about fish migration.
I'd rather go through the Suez Canal.
I was just trying to tell a story about ball-eating fish.
All right, ball-eating fish.
But sometimes
what
after
do you wish.
Sometimes after we do the crazy Floridians, I like to compare it to Oregon.
All right, Oregon is crazy people. Did you know sometimes in Portland they ride bikes naked?
Oh yeah. That could cause some chafing.
Did you know also in Portland sometimes they ride bikes?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
I can't hear me in my headphones.
Can you hear us?
You can't hear you in your headphones?
Uh-uh.
Can you hear us?
There we go.
That's weird
better.
Because we're all on the same. I mean, yeah, you're up a little bit, but you can hear us, but you couldn't hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Okay, that's I can hear myself.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah.
That's weird. You must be hooked in. I don't know how we got this all hooked up. But yeah, we had four mics going today, so we're kind of experimenting with we had Matt in the studio earlier in the week, and we got all these microphones running everywhere. But in Oregon, here up in Hillsboro, there have been a number of police officers who have volunteered to work on this case that is going on. A group of bandits have been vandalizing a Hillsboro neighborhood with donuts, yogurt, potato salad, maple bars, and other food items for the last 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah, baked goods have been smeared on cars, rubbed on windshields, and sprinkled throughout yards in the Hillsboro neighborhoods. Hmm. And yogurt and potato salad have been used.
Oh, that'd get awfully smelly in the sun.
I know, and the pasty prankers are mainly relying on donuts, but a little bit of yogurt and potato salad here.
I love that song, Mayonnaise in the Sun.
Oh, okay.
Islands in the Stream.
But this dude, the lieutenant from up there, he might know Jason Moser, you know? He said in his 25 years of police services, he's never investigated or seen a criminal mischief involving pastries. That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
I wonder why they're doing that. And you remember before I was telling you about how there were some comics up there that like to have clean shows and safe shows, not clean shows, but safe shows where you can't joke about rape and abortion and stuff that fags and stuff like that. Well, this is the place that it's at in Eastburn. Up in Portland, they got a Yelp review because apparently they got some kick-ass fucking grilled cheese sandwiches that are like top 25 on this national list of the best grilled cheese sandwiches in the nation.
Nice.
So someone went on Yelp to review these grilled cheese sandwiches and they said that, they said he wrote a review that said he picked up a hot girl at the restaurant and got her pregnant, but she was Canadian, so she went home and got a free abortion, so now it's all cool. You can get grilled cheeses here, too, for $5. So he deleted the thing, and now all proceeds from the grilled cheese sandwiches are going to the Portland's Women Crisis Line. God, I'm so tired
of
these fucking politically correct people from Portland that make you feel so bad about saying anything about abortion or rape or gay people or black people.
Rape.
What the fuck, dude?
Can I say something?
Please do, but I was just ranting for a second.
A good grilled cheese sandwich looks like an abortion between two slices of bread.
That's a funny joke.
It's just all slicing and flowing over and gooey.
I recently saw a canned cheeseburger.
And plentiful.
What? A canned cheeseburger?
I think you should have a grilled cheese a sandwich and name it the abortion. And that would just be... Yes, I'd like an abortion, and you would be ordering a grilled cheese sandwich.
But could I get it to go?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it'd be good. It'd be good if it had tomatoes on it, like lots of tomatoes where it was just red pouring out of it there, too.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. And then you put, like, a little toothpick with, you know how they got those toothpicks with the sword handle on the end?
Yep.
What about a toothpick with, like, a baby fetus on the tip of it? And then that's what you hold the sandwich together with.
Abortion with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can have, like, a little cheese baby in there.
Mm-hmm. I've used a hanger before. It's not that difficult. You do got to bend the hook.
Dude, I've been counting, dude. Together. You know what I'm up to? I'm up to hanger 18.
No!
Now you guys know too much. That's what that song was about. Did you know that? It was about
I thought
abortion.
It was about when Subway came into Albany.
No, it's about abortion.
Over
that's
hanger
when,
18.
That was after Dave Mustaine aborted his 18th child from his other girlfriend. Hanger 18 with cloth around the end.
I have a new segment that's going to go along right with that.
Okay, here's a new segment, number 7.
No, we tried it earlier in the week. How about some facts about dry ice?
Facts about dry ice.
No, dry ice is nothing more than frozen carbon dioxide.
I did not know that. Meow. That's wacky wild stuff. Did you know that you can't get fucking dry ice at Safeway anymore? You got to go to Fred Meyer's?
That is another interesting fact.
Why?
Did you know dry ice does not melt?
No, it doesn't evaporate.
Nope, if you want to keep your fucking shit cold for a week, take dry ice camping.
It transforms from a solid to a gas. In a process called sublimation.
It turns into fog.
Not evaporation.
Well. Sublimation, not evaporation.
Did you know dry ice was never invented?
It just happened.
It was discovered. And it has been discovered in space on planets and comets.
Are you fucking around?
And it can be used for cleaning.
For cleaning.
Yep. Really?
Yep. Did you know what happens if you touch dry ice?
Yeah, it burns.
You don't get to know because water ice is 32 degrees Celsius. Dry ice is 109.3. Water ice melts into a puddle, but dry ice does not melt in a puddle. It evaporates. Water ice is created naturally on Earth. Dry ice is not. Dry ice is created naturally on Mars. Water ice is not.
Did you know that Great Value Eskimo pies do not melt?
You know, I don't get the big deal, and I'm going to say it right now, because I know a lot of people are doing things for this.
Say it.
Right now, I don't get the big fucking deal about Eskimo pies. I said it. I fucking said it.
Where is there a big deal about Eskimo pies?
People always doing stuff for Eskimo pies, man. It goes to no, they go to no end to fucking get an Eskimo pie.
What are you talking about?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
That's not an Eskimo pie.
Same thing.
Ice cream sandwich, bitch.
Huh?
Is that an Eskimo pie?
No.
No, an Eskimo pie is a Klondike bar. A Klondike bar is an Eskimo pie.
No.
A Klondike bar is a brand of Eskimo pies.
No. Is that true? That's not true.
Is it not true?
I'm going to find out right now, but I don't believe that is true.
All right. Well, I'm saying fucking what's the big goddamn deal? Because it's got no stick to hold, right?
No, it can.
No.
No, I'm saying the original.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about recent variable knockoffs.
No, the Eskimo pie totally has a stick.
The original Eskimo pie is just a square of chocolate that melts easily when touched with your fingers, and then you end up just holding a fucking piece of melting ice cream.
No.
And it all, you take a bite, and it just all cracks everywhere and falls all over, and then you try to pick it up. So thin chocolate, and it fucking melts into your fingers and rubs into the carpet or whatever you're doing.
Meow.
It's all fucking messy, man. What can there be a more messy ice cream than fucking an Eskimo pie Klondike shit pie?
Klondike has nothing to do with Eskimo pies, but I didn't really even mean to say Eskimo pie. I meant ice cream sandwich. Man. So sorry.
No, I know, but it had nothing to do with my rant.
Eskimo pie is a brand name for a chocolate-covered vanilla ice cream bar wrapped in foil.
And then what's a Klondike?
It's a different brand?
It's a lesbian
Eskimo.
It's
the same thing. It's just a different brand of Eskimo pie.
No, it's a lesbian Eskimo.
Eskimo pie has a stick. Always did.
What? Eskimo pie always had a stick.
Look at the old
picture. Of course
it
did.
That's from like the 60s.
It always had a
stick. I'm talking about the square. The square thing. The square thing that's covered in the thin chocolate that's messy to eat because you try to pick it up, but then you can't because it comes in a silver goddamn wrapper. You know what I'm talking about?
A Klondike bar?
Yeah!
That's okay, that's one thing.
Well, I know. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Is that not the whole thing?
No, you were mad about Eskimo pies.
No, I was mad about Klondike bars, but Eskimo pie makes a form of the Klondike, the square thing. But that square.
Not according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Now, there was some racial controversy with the Eskimo pie.
Uh-oh. Oh, of course there was. You can't call, you know, it's the Redskins of its day.
Right. There was a New Zealander that was mad because Eskimo was a racially insulting term.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, when Columbus landed in, Alaska, what is now Alaska, he thought he landed on, Eskim.
Oh.
And so he called
Eskimo.
Yeah, and so he said, ah, this must be Eskim.
Oh.
You guys must be Eskimo. Same thing that he did with the Indians. He thought that
no,
he landed on India, and so he called them Indians, and then there he thought they were using Eskim.
Why wouldn't they call them Eskimans?
But see, now Eskiminians.
The Eskimo pie is made by Nestle.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Right.
But what I was talking about was those ice cream sandwiches. You know what that is?
I'll have an ice cream sandwich, yeah. Which kind? The regular?
Just the regular.
Or the Napoleon?
Nope, the regular. Now, here's the deal. You buy the ones at Walmart. They're great value.
Grape value, okay.
They don't melt.
What? Ever?
It's not ice cream.
I'm going to test it.
Do it.
Why, it's not ice cream if it doesn't melt.
Well, it melts, but it doesn't puddle up. It melts, but it doesn't completely melt. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had an M&M melt in your hand?
Yeah.
It's bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they tell you.
That it melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Well, I know. Fucking bullshit.
I think that's just
I miss the red ones.
I think
and
that's
the light
just a
brown
ploy
ones.
To get them in your mouth as fast mm-hmm. as you can.
So you're saying they don't melt and they're really good? Is that what you're saying? Or they're really bad? They don't melt and they're really bad.
I didn't say either of those things.
The
why are you being so aggressive right now?
No, the ice cream thing. You're talking about the grape value ice cream.
Great
uh-huh,
value.
Grape.
No, great with a T.
Frog?
No, great.
Frog? Fraud? Or did you say frog protection?
Great.
Or frog protection?
Protection. I got a gun for protection. I just
have
shot
you
the baby.
Have you seen that commercial? That's one I've seen way too much of.
See, I see people using condoms for protection. I use gun for protection. I just shoot the baby.
All right. So you're saying they're good, these... Grape value.
It's great.
Great value.
I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying they don't melt.
Oh, okay. But they're not good?
I don't think I've ever really had one. I'm just saying.
How do you know they don't melt then?
Because I read a story on the news.
You bought a box and you unwrapped one and then you just stared at it on the... You put it on the coffee table and you stared at it while the TV was going.
A mother bought it for her children and he left one on the table outside in the sun and it was 80 degrees outside and it wasn't melted into a puddle.
What?
And so she wanted to check it out and then she got some different ice creams that were more expensive and more just made with cream and sugar without all these extra additives.
Sure.
So the cheaper, great value ones are made with more stuff that's not like just like Breyers. Or dryers, or whatever kind
of... When they have the picture of the real vanilla bean on there.
That stuff melts into a puddle, like water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this stuff doesn't. It just kind of melts a little bit, but it still keeps its sandwich form and just gets a little runny.
Yeah.
But it must have so much, like, guar gum and dextrose fucking formaldehyde.
Stuff
fucking,
to keep it fresh.
And that's the best kind of fucking sandwich you can get.
I've been craving some sherbet lately.
Sherbet?
Sherbet.
It's funny because I always used to call it sherbet when I was a kid.
I didn't until like last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Sorbet. I just made the conscious effort to call it sherbet.
He's calling it sorbet. It's sherbet.
No, it's a different thing. Sorbet is creamier and uses something
and that's
else.
Spelled S-O-R-B-E-T.
But then you got sherbet.
Orange sherbet.
Mm-hmm. Sherbet Hoover.
If you're going to bring that, you better sherbet.
Yep. You better I like it. You know what's good, too, is gelato. You ever have some gelato?
Yeah, I had some, but I didn't know that it was an ice cream. Because my grandma used to get it. Because I think it was cheaper.
Gelato's not... It can't, well, back maybe in back in the day. Gelato. It's a creamier. It's a creamier, smoother ice cream.
It's more of a gel with more guar gum and stuff.
Oh, it's good, man. It's an Italian specialty, and they put live fresh berries on it. And I love me some gelato. He was gelato is more than just Pocchio's master.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that his name? Gelato?
Geppetto.
Huh?
Geppetto. Did you hear it that time?
You Geppetto. You brado.
You brado. You vibrato. You vibrator. You vibrator. You vibrato. Oh, no.
Man.
I think the pizza nail is coming out my ass.
Oh.
Just kidding. But I can feel it gurgling in my belly.
Oh, yeah.
We're not by any means supporting. Well, we're supporting them, but we're not sponsored by them, so.
Have you watched any, what happened on Under the Chrome? Because I haven't been watching it. I've been missing it.
It's getting stupid, dude. I don't even pay attention now.
I gotta go back and watch the first three.
Dwight Yoakam's still in there, and it's just stupid. I don't like it.
Is he still singing?
Dwight Yoakam.
Is he still singing horrible cover songs?
Yeah.
He sung that one time, right? Oh, he did the Raining Blood, right?
Yeah, then the next episode was nothing even really happened. It's just like stagnant right now.
The whole season's like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like The Walking Dead last season. It could have been three episodes, but it was like 13.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
It's because they got to stretch it out, because if they use all their shit in two episodes, then they won't be able to write no more shit, because that's the way it goes in TV land. And this is a song that I just wrote with my hand. Yep. I'd be stoked to maybe work with Matt, who was our guest on the last couple shows. Maybe try to write some stuff and do some videos. And I also want to check out his web series.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it at all?
No, I have not.
Why not?
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't know until we just talked about it on the show a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Oh, he got picked out of like a bunch of people who submitted, and he was the one that won. And so they got to do like, they got some sponsor and did like four episodes or something.
Nice.
4 8-minute episodes. That's enough for a full episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, kudos to Matt Thill, and I want to do some videos since we're probably not going to get very much money from you guys, and we'll probably be doing less podcasting. We're gonna branch out, and we're gonna make a comedy album, and we're gonna put it on Bandcamp and some other places, and then you can buy that, and that way you just don't have to give us money for free, and you can feel better about giving us money.
It's not free. We've given them so many hours.
I know, but some people don't care.
How many things have we done?
100 million.
All right.
What's in Hans's CD player? I've also been listening to CDs, not albums. But today, that's what I was going to Google.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
That was pretty good. Ba-da-da-da-da. I have no idea what this is that he was listening to.
I don't either.
It's called the American Song Poem Anthology.
I've heard of those guys. Diarrhea Planet.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with them. I think Dustin must have dipped into the Jägermeister. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's he been listening to?
Were you not listening?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Jägermeister.
No. I didn't. I said the American Song Poem Anthology.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you're like, I like those guys. They fucking...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what you said.
See?
I have.
Okay, so, all right. And what was going on with those guys?
I have no idea. Hans sends me a text every week that tells me what's in a CD player, and then I say it, and then that's what happened, and you weren't really paying attention, but...
All right, I am now. So, all right, what were you listening to?
Oh, well, don't you want to talk about the American Song Poem Anthology?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
It's a various artist album.
By anthology, I kind of figured, what are they on the anthology?
It could have been an anthology of a whole bunch of different things.
I know.
But But I can't get any information on what kind of bands are on here. There's a song on there called Blind Man's Penis.
A Blind Man's Penis.
Yep, that's a song. Mm-hmm. I hope you like
that. A Blind Man's Penis. I'm
pretty sure that's how it goes, too.
A Blind Man's Penis.
I was listening to the fourth like the Cars album. If anyone can name what the fourth Cars album is, you'll
if a man's
drive.
If a man's blind penis, that would mean he'd have no urination going on.
So Flames is out of the contest.
Because he would have no eye.
Flames is out of the contest because he gave the wrong answer. So you have a chance to win if you can name what the fourth Cars album is.
The fourth Cars album. Okay, I'm going to guess. I know this one. All right. Can I ask one question before I guess?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right. Does it have the word city in it?
No.
All right. I'm going to guess. Shake It Up.
Panorama.
I would have never guessed that. Shake It Up was like the
Panorama,
number two, right?
Yeah. It had a few hits on it. Touch and Go was one of them.
Touch and Go.
Me, it's Touch and Go.
A Touch and Go.
Oh, oh, oh.
A Touch and Go.
That's not how it goes.
You look at me and it's touch and go.
Don't ever ask Dustin how any song goes.
You look at me and it's touch and go.
Because he will never sing the correct version of any song ever.
Why is that?
What other song is
on
there?
I don't know why it is. I don't know what's happened to Dustin lately.
What other song is
on? Oh, they had like 9 other songs on it.
It could be magic.
No.
If you think you are.
And see, that's another. That's a song. There's a song by the Cars called Magic, but it's nothing like that. He's proving true to his fact that
he could walk on water on a.
No, that's Eddie Money.
I know, but he walked on water in that video.
Who did?
Rico Kasich.
Yeah, in the video for Magic, he walked on water, and I always thought that was cool.
Oh, because there was a pool out there. And stuff,
right? You kept it going till the sun came down.
All night long.
You guys have no idea what's going on.
No, what the other song was on that album?
No really hits. There was Don't Tell Me No.
Don't Tell Me No.
The Down Boys, which is
Where the Down
the...
Boys Go.
Nope.
Go.
Nope.
Where the Down Boys Go.
It's Warren.
I always wondered where the Down Boys Go. They never really tell you, do they?
No.
That's.
I want to go
that's
where the Down Boys Go.
That's where the Down
Boys
Go. They go,
That's where the Down Boys Go.
I've been listening to Starships.
God damn it. No, you haven't.
13 greatest singles such as We Built This City.
Stop! It is not! That's not what you heard.
And Sarah, remember that song? Sarah.
That was the closest you've ever been to any song ever. If you would have said Sarah one more time, I would
Sarah.
Remember that one? Tomorrow doesn't matter tonight.
Nope.
What about Before I Go?
No, I didn't listen to it. You did. It's in your CD player, apparently, but I think that's
about,
a lie.
Nothing's going to stop us now. You remember that one?
Yeah. I do.
What about the Set the Night to Music?
I just can't figure out why you keep talking about Starship. I don't get it.
Wrap the week up with some Starship.
Wrap the week up? You talked the whole Wednesday about it at the end of the show. We couldn't stop. I had to fucking...
I did not talk about Starship at the end of the show. I talked about Jefferson Starship.
You talked about Airplane, Jefferson Starship, 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 Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, fucking Ask Cialis, fucking all these, Mexico City, fucking Jefferson Airplane, Starship, Mickey Cantner, fucking Built This City... Hans is going to freak out, and I think he's going to have to listen to Jefferson Starship's greatest hits, too.
You're knee-deep in the hoopla with no protection.
Knee-deep in the
I have a gun and a condom. I'm doubly protected. I'm still going to use that.
Stage.
I would like you to...
As a kid, I never used condoms for protection. I used guns. I just killed the babies.
Did you know that...
That's a good joke. It's quick and it's to the point. Hollow point. I'm going to go out on a limb here and start doing some leg jokes.
Wow.
I don't want to get off on the wrong foot. What were you going to say?
Did you know Starship had 4 studio albums?
You can do magic!
That's America.
No, it isn't. That's 4 Starship.
4 studio albums, and they had 5 compilation albums.
That's a good thing.
They had more compilation albums than studio albums.
That's impossible. There must have been less tracks on the comps.
Hey, they built this city in rock and roll. They're loud.
Was that about Cleveland or Portland or San Francisco?
all of the above.
That's not true. That's not true. Hmm. That's not true. Hmm. That's not true.
Hmm. Windy City. Chicago.
It's not the Windy City.
The Windy City of Rock and Roll.
Your what's-her-face wasn't even in the band for a long time.
Hey, you guys, it's Friday.
Grace,
hopefully you listen to this on Friday, because we kind of had to release this episode before the month actually started. So tonight, Friday, August 1st,
Yob. Nizzle in the Hizzle.
Yob is playing in Eugene for cheap. I think there's only about 100 seats. It's a small place, and it's probably going to be sold out. It's called The Space.
You think they're going to do any Starship covers?
I doubt it. They don't do that shit. They play all their own music because they're professionals.
What if you had a cover band that played popular songs, right? Like, what if the Bone Jars did a show and played all the songs at quarter speed, Doom style?
All right. If the Bone Jars did that, then we would be like the Doom Jars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, the Doom Jars.
The Doom
Jars. So you'd be doing Last Dance with Mary Jane, like, in quarter time.
She grew up in an Indiana town. Was a good-looking mama.
Never ran.
Yeah, it'd be too slow. Hey, and tomorrow
you just
night.
Just got to garble a little more.
Tomorrow night, no, not a Doom show, a comedy show. It's live in Salem at the Level B Theater. Todd Armstrong with Eric Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And John Mink and Jesse Priest.
Is Todd Armstrong related to
Mr. Armstrong?
John, Stretch.
John.
Stretch. His dad's name is Stretch.
They call Stretch Armstrong.
What about John Armstrong, the guy from, isn't that the guy from Garfield? Or is it John Arbuckle?
It is Arbuckle.
John Arbuckle. John Arbuckle.
And then next weekend, it's Guitars Under the Stars at Cheetah Lake Park with Lita Ford and Pat Travers. That's crazy. I'm going to go there, and me and my wife are going to have sex with Lita Ford.
Really?
Yeah. She already set it up on Skype. It's going to be a Skype sex.
Nice.
She's going to unzip her red leather onesie all the way down to the pink mound.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like 60, but she still likes to suck dick.
Nice.
You want me to introduce her to you and your wife? She likes to do couples.
Man.
Yeah. Guitars Under the Stars, August 8th through the 10th.
Sweet.
I got tickets. I won tickets. I'm going to go one day. I don't know if I want to go see Splintered Throne and Floater, or if I want to go. I think I want to go see Pat Travers.
You should go and see Splintered Throne if he messages you that he is hearing this right now.
They're going to be playing at the Black Forest on August 7th. Splintered Throne is with Iron Kingdom and Crimson Guardian.
Iron Kingdom.
But I don't think Jason Moser knows what Crimson Guardian is yet, or I don't think he probably would have booked him on there with him. But he'll find
out. Did you know that, you know why Mickey Mouse wears white gloves?
No, kids, why? Hi, kids. You know why I wear gloves?
Because
I'm a faggot and I like sucking dick.
So his hands can be seen when they're in front of his body.
Oh, because if they were black, you wouldn't be able to see them and they'd all fade in.
Yep.
That's fucking bullshit.
Did you know here's some sports news.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Did you know 78% of NFL players file bankruptcy within 5 years of retirement?
I did not know that.
Yep.
That is wacky, wild stuff, but they should save some of their fucking millions then, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting $9 million for a 4-year contract, you should probably save half of that shit in a bank or a CD or some shit and then not be broke when you fucking broke your knee and you're out. Like, you Joe Theismann out of the fucking whole program, and then what do you got? Nothing. See? Fucking hate sports. Flames, don't get me started, you Steeler.
Go Steelers! Did you know
go
Grimace?
Steelers.
Did you know Grimace was first known as the evil Grimace and was depicted as two pairs of arms with which he could steal milkshakes?
He was the milkshake burglar.
He's the milkshake burglar.
Oh, he should have been the milkshake gurgler.
You know, I know you like this guy. You've always been a big fan. One of your favorite presidents, Grover Cleveland. Because how could you not like a guy named Grover?
I like the Muppet named Grover.
All right, I see. So Grover Cleveland would be one of your favorite presidents, right?
What is Grover's last name?
Cleveland.
No, what's Cleveland?
This is the Cleveland Show.
What's Cleveland's last name?
Grover.
Grover.
You guys are lying.
No, Cleveland Brown.
Hey, have you guys heard of that new thing called the Goodfellas Metal Poker Night?
Uh-uh.
You get to listen to metal and play Texas Hold'em in the bar.
You know, Grover Cleveland allegedly date raped a woman. Got her pregnant.
I don't.
Forced her to put the child in an orphanage. And then committed her into the insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was... a president.
He was a president?
Yep. Did you know Donald Duck, the guy that did the voices of Donald Duck, did Donald Duck in every language? So that it had the same characteristics in the voice.
That's pretty good for continuity purposes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty good.
Did you know Uruguay is the only country in the world to enjoy complete legalization of cannabis?
Man.
What? Sweet. What do you mean?
Uruguay.
How's that even true?
It's completely legal to possess, grow, sell, and transport.
Awesome. Let's move to Uruguay.
Okay.
Uruguay.
No, Uruguay. You brought her.
Uruguay.
No, you brought her. You grayer. No, you grayer. You brought her.
You know when a chimpanzee
infant... No, you're
infant,
gay. You brought her.
You know when a chimpanzee infant dies, the mother will continue to carry and groom the dead body until it's able to move on?
No.
That means the corpse move on by itself, right?
Do you ever think if someone's getting ready to move to Uruguay and someone asks them, where are you moving? And you tell them, they just think that you're calling them a fag.
I know. Uruguay.
No, you're a fag.
Did you know Stephen Hawkins? Did you know Stephen Hawkins went to California and visited a strip club with his entourage of nurses and got VIP dances on the bed with two naked strippers?
Pee dances? Is that where they VIP on you? Mm-hmm.
That's where he peed all over them.
He's like, I would like the golden shower. Please give me golden shower and I will pay double. I'm a rich philosopher. Now I
did you know rock singer Ted Nugent?
Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys are huge Ted Nugent fans.
I'm mad at him now because he slighted my Indian friend, Dustin.
Ted Nugent says...
They're not even real people.
Ted Nugent pissed and shit on himself for a week and lived in his own excrement in order for him not to be drafted into Vietnam War.
That's a way better story than I thought you were going to tell.
I know.
Did you hear what he recently said about the Indians? So he got canceled at a casino gig because they didn't like his racist remarks.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And then he said, well, he's not surprised that they canceled me because they're just inbred, unclean vermin. Those Indians are unclean vermin, and they're not even real people.
What?
He's dumb.
He was just ranting. But now he's been canceled at several of his other casino-booked gigs.
Obviously.
So, duh. America!
Did you know you can weld wood?
Weld wood?
That's a place.
You can weld wood.
Okay.
You can.
No, it burns, dude. Wood burns.
Check it out on YouTube. You're in Weldwood.
Weldwood is a thing, not a thing. It's a thing you can. It's a place, not a thing you can do.
Did you know Ice Cube and the DOC? You know who the DOC is?
Totally.
Department
He's
of Corrections.
From NWA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the DOC.
Wrote most of Eazy-E's, Dr. Dre's, and Yella's verses on Straight Outta Compton.
Hell yeah. I did know that. The DOC was one of the main... Oh, you beatboxing over there? He was beatboxing like a W.A. Yeah. A white asshole. Yeah, there's a new band out of straight out of Albany.
Called White Asshole?
No, they're called NWA. They're called Not White Assholes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we rap. I'm part of it. We rap about all the non-white assholes, like Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, really tan French people, Russian people, Europeans.
All right.
I put you guys to sleep with my voices.
No, you're talking about Europeans.
No, I wasn't. That's just the last word I said. All right, you guys, we're gonna. I'm gonna beg for money again. Send us money to our PayPal's accounts, Terry Argyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to be confused with Argyle. Terry Argyle @gmail.com. Send us 50 cents on our PayPal. Send Gatch some Gatchman games at what?
Hotmail.
Hotmail. I don't
Gatchman
trust any,
games at hotmail.com.
I don't trust anybody with a Yahoo account. And I don't trust people who don't smoke weed. So if you don't smoke weed, you better start or I ain't trusting you.
Did you know Ted Bundy once worked at a suicide hotline?
No, I didn't.
Did you know the world's shortest commercial flight is 47 seconds long?
That's
yeah, and I know where it's at.
Where?
It's from, it's like from, it's in Alaska, kind of right on the Canadian border.
Alaska?
Yeah. Alaska's not connected to Canada.
Well, it's right on the border.
47 borders. Seconds? That's not a thing.
You go up in the air and then you come right back down.
Why?
It's just high. It's the only way to get to that place, pretty much.
What place?
Petersburg, Alaska.
Did you know in the 80s there was a video game called The Stroker? Did you ever play it?
Nope. I just
the
played
point
that game
of the
myself.
Game was to masturbate.
No, I played that game in real time.
I know, but imagine playing a video game where your guy's just trying to masturbate. Would
you play two players or?
I don't know. I guess you could. It's probably a four-player game.
He's like, oh, let's switch over to mutual mode.
No, what do you think the button did on that game?
I like mutual mode best. He's like, here, you use my controller.
You press my button while I'm holding the stick.
Where's the sword fighting mode? We're just rub our penis shafts together. That's the best way to have an orgasm. Yep. Flame's getting kind of nervous right now because we're talking about some of his favorite activities. I want to sharpen my sword. Can you help me sharpen my sword? On your sword? All right, so we may or may not be back next week. We're going to see how good our campaign went, and if we're not back next week with at least one episode, we'll be back in a couple weeks with
just
an episode
a
or two.
Money.
I know we'll get some from Hans. We'll probably get some from Pee in the Air.
Did you know there used to be a lot of X-rated drive-in theaters?
But they shouldn't have to support the bill for everybody.
I don't think so.
I didn't know that.
Everybody should chip in $1. Listen, give $1.
Make me holla.
Yep, listen to 3 episodes, give $1. 33 cents an episode, is that too much?
No, but 33 twice and then 34 is. So, I guess it'd have to be 99 cents an episode. No episode's worth 33.333333333.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Oh, they're worth $33.
Yeah.
Meow. My belly hurts from the pizza, I think.
A belly hurting. Belly down.
I remember that band.
My favorite band.
Yep.
Of all time, that
along
featured
with
Brad.
Forrestal's Fall.
Gilbert.
Those guys were a good band, too.
Brad Gilbert, brother of Sarah Gilbert.
They changed their name to Swap Meat when they like to trade pussy meat.
That's right.
Yeah, we played with them at the former Bamboo Terrace one time.
Mm-hmm. I remember that show.
They fucking tear us apart.
I know, you guys burnt that place down to the ground.
We did, we burnt it. It's a very sullen occasion.
Mm-hmm, it was.
We were belly down, swapping meat, burning up fucking bamboo. A guy tried to give us a buffet table.
Bamboo. It's my favorite Eagles song.
Chinese people. Bamboo. 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 I fucking hate the Eagles too. Bamboo.
Do you eat chow mein
bamboo.
With bamboo shoots in it?
No, I just eat bamboo shoots in my main shoot. No, I don't really like chow mein. And I don't like bamboo shoots either. But I do like shooting panda bears.
Shooting bam.
Why, like shoot-
why do you like shooting panda bears?
Because I'm an animal anti-activist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I like to kill animals for personal gain. But that's only in my dream world. In real life, I love animals. I make love to animals. I mean, I really love animals. Dustin has gone into a humble frenzy.
I'm tranced.
Tranced.
This
out.
Is trance music.
It is. Floyd's good at the trance music.
Nah. Here I am.
the stereo? We were off a little bit. Hey, you guys, I hope you have a good Friday. Go see Yob tonight. They're at the Space in Eugene.
Go home and masturbate.
If you're a girl, suck a dick this weekend.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
If you're
a guy, maybe try some finger blasting. It's fun, dude. You get him to squirt on you. It's awesome.
Yep.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you sometime next month. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Try some finger blasting. It's fun. Bye from Monco.
Finger blaster. I've been procrastinating on my finger blasting.
I'm a finger blaster, procrastinator.